I am so happy to have Attorney James Benedict here today representing Zachariah Brown. You've been hearing me tell you about the third annual Learn Care Share, a caregiver symposium, Thursday, May 2nd. Going to be happening at South Point. Well, we have another couple of great guests that are going to be a part of it that you're going to have to stand by and hear everything that they have to offer and who they are representing. But first off, we got to talk Bonita Springs. You're now officially a lawyer. You passed the bar in Florida. Congratulations, young man.
Thank you, Rob. Yeah, it's exciting. It's really taken off down there. So I was down there in January. The team's doing great. We're out on the ground informing people about the important stuff that we're doing.
And you always pay it forward, as all you do at Zachariah Brown. You work with these amazing students, and I noticed something is going on. I noticed it on Facebook, and I wanted you to take a little time to salute the men and women that you work very hard with in your other life.
Yeah, super proud of the kids at Elizabeth Forward. Shout out to them. They had a great performance. We did Big Fish this year. I'm blessed to work at a firm that allows me to do that type of community work because it's important. And I think the kids see what musical theater can do for you and what it can create as far as avenues down the line. And, you know, I became a lawyer. There are many other people. You learn skills like public speaking and teamwork and all that great stuff. So super proud of the kids, and thanks for bringing it up.
Congratulations. Okay, let's talk about this event, and then we're going to get our guest on the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a wonderful event. Like Rob was saying, third annual Learn Care Share. It's a caregiver symposium. So this is all set up for caregiving. It's going to be a great event with some awesome vendors. We've got some important gold-level sponsors that I just want to mention. Migliaro Consulting, Alzheimer's Association, iCor, Townview, who you're going to hear from, and the Jurassic Junk, who was on the last time.
They did a great job.
Yeah, we're super excited to have everyone. This was a wonderful event last year, and it is just a great opportunity for caregivers to take some time to learn and to find some respite for themselves as well.
The whole idea is to let them know they're not alone.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. We want to know and show you all that you have opportunities to connect with people in the community that can help and that can be a guide for you. Not just us, but other people that are in different fields that are super beneficial for those caregivers.
ZachBrownLaw.com to find out everything you need to know. You can also find them on their social media page, Facebook. But they're located in McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, Bonita Springs, the brand new office doing great business down there. 724-942-6200 will get you in touch with all the offices. 724-942-6200, wills, power of attorney, estate planning, trust, and more. If it's elder law, that's what they do. And now let's welcome two people who are going to be a big part of the third annual Learn, Care, and Share, that caregiver symposium, Thursday, May 2nd, out there in South Point. So if you will, do the honors.
Go ahead. Kelly and Dana are here with us from Townview Health and Rehab. I just want to take a little moment to let them introduce themselves. Kelly, if you want to start and just tell us a little bit about yourself, that would be wonderful.
Absolutely. Hi, my name is Kelly Paris, and I'm the Director of Marketing for Townview Health and Rehab. I've been there for the last about 2.5 years. I've been in the elder care health field for approximately 20 years. It's what I love to do. Townview has been an amazing place for me, and I am so really blessed to be part of all this. So I'm glad to be here, and I'll give you to Dana.
That's great, Kelly. Dana, if you wouldn't mind introducing yourself as well.
Good morning. My name is Dana. I'm the Director of Rehab at Townview, and I, too, am very blessed to be a part of this wonderful team at Townview. I've been there for 2 years, and I've been in the therapy field for almost 27 years.
Wonderful. Thank you both for joining us. Kelly, if you could tell us a little bit about what your organization does and maybe a breakdown of what your day-to-day looks like.
Absolutely. So Townview, we have a mixture there of nursing home care and rehabilitation. So we have some long-term residents. We also have our floor where we do rehabilitation. We have some local hospitals that we partner with. We have hospices who come into our business. So our day kind of consists of people who are there that are going to be living with us forever and people who are there short term, which Dana would take care of, getting them back on their feet to get to a good place to be home, being safe. My day personally consists of going out, reaching out into the community. What I love about this job is I can be in the office or I can be out of the office. So I'm out there in the community doing fun things with different other buildings that do the same things, or I can go out to senior centers. We love to play left, right, center. We love to play horse racing. We do some Price is Right games. And we talk about Townview, and people know that it's a good place to come if they need some extra care. So I'm always available to everyone, even if it's for a different building or anything, because I feel like giving back to the community is important for us. So that's primarily my job, is to get Townview's name out there and to let people know that we're there to help.
So Dana, Kelly just brought up something really, really important, and I think that a lot of people get confused of what the difference between short-term rehab and long-term rehab and skilled and assisted living and independent living. It's very overwhelming for a lot of my clients, I know, and they're constantly asking those questions. What's the distinction? So maybe you could break down for them what that difference is.
Yeah, sure. For our facility, we do have the long-term care for people that are there to live, as Kelly said. And even though you're there to live, you still get therapy, you still get excellent nursing care, and we have a wonderful activities department. And we also offer respite stays for people that, you know, if you are a caregiver and you need a vacation, you know, we can offer respite stays there. But we do have an outstanding short-term rehabilitation unit that focuses on getting you back home. It starts from a wonderful admission director who communicates with the hospitals, and she gets the process started and accepts you into our great facility, where we then have a great nursing staff that takes care of your day-to-day needs, and we have a therapy staff, and we are staffed there for therapy 7 days a week. And when you're there for skilled therapy, you do get therapy 5 to 6 days a week. Now, if you're there long-term, you may get it 3 days a week. We do continuously look at all of our patients long-term, and our short-term patients, we do an outstanding job at getting them home as quickly as possible. We have a great social service department who communicates with the families and sets their mind at ease. It is hard being a caregiver, and, you know, we do a great job at our facility and working well with the families and the residents and setting up their discharge planning. We do home visits there. So if you are there for short-term rehab and you're not sure if you can go home, you know, we do the best we can at simulating things. But sometimes it's just best to take you there and do a day visit, go around, get you in and out of your bed, up and down the steps, and make sure that when you go, you're safe and you're going to be home and there for good and not back in the hospital in a couple of days.
All right, great stuff. We're going to come back with Kelly and Dana and you're going to hear more, but tell everybody how they can be a part of this.
Yeah, so again, this is a wonderful event. This is Thursday, May 2nd, 9 o'clock to 12:30 p.m. Registration starts at 8:30. Rob said at the beginning, ZachBrownLaw.com for more information to reserve your spot.
All right. Lots of respect for what these folks do. We're going to come back with more with Dana and Kelly. And of course, James is here as well. It's all about helping you navigate everything that has to do with elder law, but today, especially for you caregivers, with information on this symposium that's happening May 2nd. Don't forget McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and the new office in Florida, Bonita Springs, 724-942-6200. 724-942-6200. All right, back with Zachariah Brown, and of course we've got two special guests on the line. We're going to get back to them in a moment. Attorney James Benedict is your host. I want everybody to pay attention about this symposium. It's an event you don't want to miss, and it really gives you caregivers a fighting chance. You know, they were talking about rehab. One of the things that I've noticed personally, and we've talked about it on the air, if you're the caregiver, you're just getting so exhausted because in most cases you're taking care of your own life, that person that you care about. And even if you get instructions on what they need to do as far as rehab, there's no way you can keep up with it like they can and what they're doing every day.
Yeah, I mean, I always tell my clients when they come in, especially our caregivers, you know, it's a job to be a caregiver, and it's a taxing job on your mind, your body, and your soul, to be honest, because you're seeing a loved one in a different stage of life than you're used to seeing them. So taking a moment and making sure you are okay is very, very important.
And you're getting the answers that you need by going to the third annual CareShare, a caregiver symposium, South Point. It's going to be happening on Thursday, May 2nd. Listen, just a few hours out of your day make a big difference, 9 a.m. to 12:30. Tell them how they can be a part of it, James, and then introduce our guest again, and we'll get back at it.
Yeah, you can go to ZachBrownLaw.com for more information. We have some wonderful speakers lined up. Christine, Carl, and Colleen from our office will be speaking. Sarah Murphy from the Alzheimer's Association. Ben Meyer and Sarah Keesh. So we're very, very excited to have all these wonderful speakers, as well as our sponsors that I mentioned at the top of the show. With that, let's get back to Kelly and Dana. Dana, you mentioned something very, very interesting to me and to a lot of my clients. You mentioned hospice briefly, and I just want to talk about the difference. People are always scared for the transition to hospice because I think the association is hospice means that you're actively dying, and that scares people. Maybe you could talk a little bit about Medicare and hospice.
Yeah, you know, hospice is a scary thing for everybody, for the residents and their families. But, you know, it is a part of your Medicare benefits, and it's just to help you be comfortable in whatever amount of time that you have left. Hospice does a great job in providing some nursing support where they can come in and help get showered, get bathed. But their main goal is to provide you the comfort that you need, whether it's medically, spiritually, whatever. Their job is to make you as comfortable as possible in whatever time you have left. And that doesn't mean that you only have days or weeks left. It just means that you're at the point in your life where this is going to be happening, and they do a wonderful, outstanding job at keeping all of our residents and all the people in the community comfortable during whatever time they have left.
Yeah, and it's a super important part and aspect of the end life stages as well. I mean, I've seen some really beautiful work from hospice organizations. Kelly, do you bring in different hospice organizations?
We do. Actually, I was going to ask if I could tag team on this question. I worked for hospice for years prior to coming to Townview, so it's near and dear to my heart. We try to, you know, I'm a big believer in hospice is as much for the families as it is for the patient who is on hospice. What they can give to the families is so much support that is needed at that time, emotionally, physically, just everything that you can think of. We at Townview do work with many hospices. Of course, there are some who have probably, you know, more residents in our building than others, but we are open to all hospices because it is a family choice. So we do like to give families multiple choices of hospices when they're coming to make that decision. They come and they just give a nice informational to the family, and they're available to them. And they're available to our staff as well. And we always want to think of hospice as a supplementary, just a wonderful focus for the person there, because it's not just, it's extra care, extra hands, extra eyes on them. Our staff is still continuing to do everything that they would normally do, but the hospice is giving them those fun extra things that they might want to do, sitting and reading or doing someone's nails, just things that are extra that they may not get at another time in their life. And it's so important. But I do believe as the caregiver portion of that, it's just instrumental to them. And they can also, when on hospice, even at home, can do a respite stay with us for that hospice company, which has been something that's been really nice.
Let's talk about that, Kelly. I use the same word, you used it. We all said respite. Could you explain exactly what respite care is and how that works?
Absolutely. So when you're home on hospice, it's sometimes a very like touchy, misconceived concept when someone hears the word hospice. So hospice care is generally an hour for, you know, multiple days a week, depending on what the need is of that particular patient. But a caregiver, you know, the situation is so exhausting for them at times. It's a wonderful thing that they can care for their loved ones, but sometimes the need, you know, for various reasons, someone needs surgery, someone just needs a few days to just decompress. Hospice will allow once a month a 7-day respite. So a patient can come from their home to any community, ours or different communities, and they can stay there for 7 days and get their care while their loved one just gets a minute for a break for them. And that's instrumental in their lives sometimes. So we really, really try to accommodate that whenever possible.
Yeah, I think that also kind of goes to the idea behind this symposium, right? We're talking and focusing on caregivers. We want to make sure that, you know, they understand the opportunities that are out there to navigate this very complex system. If you had to, you know, kind of define, Kelly, and Dana, we'll come back to you after the break, define why you wanted to be involved in this caregiver symposium. Could you just briefly speak? We got about 30 seconds. Maybe you could talk to that.
Absolutely. So Townview has been a part of this symposium for the past at least 2 years that I've been there. I just feel, to me, giving back to the community and being a resource for all these caregivers is so important. We want people to feel comfortable calling us with any type of questions. I want everyone to use me as a resource, even if it's not for coming to our building. I've been blessed in my lifetime with some wonderful people who have been able to guide me, and I feel like now that's my job to guide other people. So we want them to call. We want them to come. We want them to get the resources. We want them to feel like the things that are going on in their life, they're not alone. And being a caregiver can be a very lonely, isolating type thing when you just feel like you can't take care of anything. So we want them to be able to call and us to help in any way we can.
All right. Good stuff. Excellent stuff. Again, tell them about the symposium, please.
Yeah, James. Wonderful. Again, third annual Learn Care Share, a caregiver symposium. That's Thursday, May 2nd, 9 o'clock to 12:30 p.m. Go to zachbrownlaw.com for more information. We'd love to have you there.
Yeah, come one, come all. Definitely something you're going to definitely learn a lot about. Just a little bit of time out of your day at a beautiful facility there at South Point down in Canonsburg. All right, short break. We'll come back on the other side. Much more still to come today. Attorney James Benedict, and tell him quickly about Zachariah Brown and what you all do. Go ahead.
Yeah, we are an elder law firm. We are a holistic environment for our clients. We do estate planning, estates on the back end, and our big focus is Medicaid planning. We are super excited for this symposium, and we hope to have everyone there.
Yeah, McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, the new office in which he is now a practicing attorney, recently passing his bar in Florida. He's James Benedict, and that's Bonita Springs, 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200. More with Kelly and Dana right after the break on KDKA. All right, so we're talking today, kind of a special edition as it was last week, getting ready for the third annual Learn, Care, and Share a Caregiver Symposium. Everyone's welcome. Thursday, May 2nd, 9 a.m. to 12:30. Registration is at 8:30. Conference Center, South Point, that's Noble Energy Drive, Suite 100 in Canonsburg. So I'm going to let him, meaning our attorney, James Benedict, give you all the details. Then we've got two amazing guests, part of the big Learn Care Share Symposium that's going to be happening May 2nd. They're one of the signature sponsors, and they have so much pertinent information. We're going to keep them for two more segments. A lot of good stuff here. But again, ZachBrownLaw.com to find out more. James.
Yeah, I think what's wonderful this year is there's going to be an opportunity to meet one-on-one with some of these vendors this year before we have our speaker presentations and our panels. So this is an opportunity to ask questions to Kelly and Dana, or some of our other sponsors that have unique experiences that are outside of the world of elder law, but are still so interwoven. And that's why we think that this event is so important to the caregivers. It gives us an opportunity to connect you with community members that can help in a different way. And again, you can go to zachbrownlaw.com to hear more about that, to see more about that. And it's Thursday, May 2nd, 9 o'clock to 12:30 p.m., and it's at the Loft Conference Center in South Point. With that, let's get back to Dana. Dana, I spoke to Kelly about why she was so excited to be joining this caregiver symposium. I want to give you the opportunity to tell us a little bit why that you thought this was a great opportunity for Townview.
Thank you. I think for us, from a therapy perspective, the caregivers are such an integral part of their rehab after they go home. We want the caregivers to feel comfortable in their process, and we involve them every step of the way. They come in for family training. We're always communicating with them. We want to make sure that if it's their mom, their husband, their wife, whoever it is, that they feel comfortable with the plan of going home. So I think caregivers are the main reason why people can go home and stay home. So I feel that having them be a part of their loved one's therapy journey is so important. So I love that we are supporting the caregivers because they have a very important role day to day, and they are need the support and the love that we can give them.
And Dana, I know that your facility is a Medicare and Medicaid licensed facility, correct?
Correct.
You want to explain the difference and how that works between Medicare and Medicaid a little bit for our viewers?
Yeah, to the best that I can. For Medicare, if you are there for a short-term stay, your Medicare will pay for your stay there, pays for, you know, the room, the board, and the therapy. And if you go into Medicaid, that goes off of your income. And it's a process that our wonderful business office does assist every step of the way. She walks all of the caregivers through all the paperwork that they have to have and what they need, and she's with them every point. And then once Medicaid, you are qualified for Medicaid, then your stay is covered by the Medicaid program. So it's a thing off the caregivers to not have to worry about coming up with the money month to month to have to pay for your care at our facility.
Yeah, I think that's a wonderful symbiotic relationship between what we do in elder law. Obviously, we're constantly talking about Medicaid on this program. Many of our listeners have heard us talk about spend down, powers of attorney, and all of those integral parts of getting someone eligible for Medicaid. I think that a lot of times people confuse Medicare with Medicaid. I wish that they would have come up with a different name that wasn't so close. But maybe you could talk about, you know, the transition. Let's say my loved one falls and breaks their hip and goes to the hospital. What does that process look like for someone who's coming in? And Kelly, you could talk about this. That would be wonderful. What does that process look like for the transition from a hospital into a facility, and what that looks like for the Medicare process?
For the Medicare process, we get a referral from the different varying hospitals. We review all the information. We have a wonderful admissions person, Jess. She is a nurse. She's fantastic. She goes through all of their documentation to see if we can accept them into our community. At that point, depending on whether they would be long-term for us or just a short-term rehab stay, our business office will go and they will run their insurance, they'll run their Medicare, they will find out Medicare, you know, gives X amount of days per year for skilled coverage. It is different with each plan. I can't speak too in depth on that because Barb really does take care of that piece mm-hmm. for us. But what I do know that she does is she runs it. It's part of our contract with the person coming in. We let them know how many skilled days they have available through their plans, through Medicare, if it's, you know, Blue Cross, Aetna, whatever that may be. They may have 20 days that are covered, and then after that they may have a copay with Medicare as well. So we would let them know what their copay would be for those remaining days. If they are getting into a situation where they would be long-term care with us, then they would meet with our business office and she would discuss with them their spend down. At that point, we do refer, as you know, quite a few people to elder care attorneys. And Zachariah Brown is wonderful with us and our community. You guys really are the experts of how they go about spending down and where all those pieces fall into place for them to live in the community long term.
Yeah, and I think that's what's wonderful is the openness that Townview has with getting that spend down done. You know, a lot of our clients obviously are scared about the cost of nursing home care. As we all know, it's pretty expensive. It's close to $12,500 a month per year this year. So it can be a very overwhelming process. But knowing that you have a resource for the clients is super important to them. I know that. Dana, maybe you could also speak a little bit about, so we're talking a little bit about this financial piece, right? But there's also a medical piece that goes behind what it looks like for qualifying for long-term care. So I talk a lot about the activities of daily living with my client. Maybe you could speak a little bit to that as well.
Yeah, as far as the activities of daily living, that's your ability to be able to get up every morning and function, get dressed, get a shower, go to the bathroom, take your medications, you know, walk around your kitchen. If you're there long term, it's getting up and getting into the wheelchair, and maybe you can't walk that well. And we provide a comfortable wheelchair for you to be able to get around the facility in. But just being able to function your day-to-day life, it requires so many things, just standing up and getting your balance and reaching for things out of your closet. Those are all part of your day-to-day activities. And if you're going home, it's your ability to be able to cook and do laundry and go up and down steps. That is something that we focus on every single day and making sure that our long-term residents and our short-term residents are all able to have a good quality of life.
Yeah, so, you know, this kind of has a special place in my heart because my wife Annie is an occupational therapist. So maybe you guys, Kelly, if you want to talk briefly, and we got about 2 minutes before our next break, maybe you could talk a little bit about who you have on staff, you know, your social workers, your PT, your OT, et cetera.
So Dana is in charge of all of our therapies. So I'll let her take that piece with her staff. But I will shout out that our social worker, Sarah, is probably the best social worker that I've ever encountered in my 20 years. She is amazing with our families, and the pre-planning that goes on between Sarah and Dana is just amazing to make sure that everything is in line for these families when they go home so that it is successful for them, for whoever is taking care of them or helping them with their care when they go. They give them every resource possible to make it a successful transition. So we are very, very lucky to have the two of them on staff. So Dana, I'll let you talk about your staff.
Thank you. I have a wonderful therapy staff. We are in-house, which is rare for some of the nursing homes in the area. We are part of Townview. We're not contracted into the facility, which makes us the team there. My staff has been there on average from anywhere from 7 to 15, 16 years in the same facility, which is a shout out to Townview for, you know, providing such a great environment for them to want to stay. We have physical therapists on staff, occupational therapists, and a speech therapist. And as I said, we do have someone in the building 7 days a week. So even if you come into our building on a Friday night, you will have therapy Saturday and Sunday. We make sure that everybody is not have too much time to sit around. And we work very well with an excellent nursing staff. Our unit managers at Townview are outstanding. Our nurses' aides are above the bar for great service that they provide. And I agree, Tammy and Sarah are outstanding social workers.
That's wonderful.
All right, we're going to come back one more segment with these two incredible guests. They're going to be a part of the Thursday, May 2nd, 9 a.m. to 12:30 event known as the 3rd Annual Learn, Care, and Share, a caregiver symposium being put on by Zachariah Brown. ZachBrownLaw.com to find out more. James and I back to wrap it up right after this on KDKA, in which Carl Zachariah will be back, and we're going to have a very special guest who's going to be such another big, intricate part of this symposium. So tell him what we're going to do in 2 weeks.
Yeah, so Carl will be back here. I know everyone loves to talk to Carl, but we're going to talk to Patty Hansen from iCor next week, and they've got some great opportunities in 2 weeks from now. So make sure you tune in. It's going to be a wonderful show, another great resource in the community.
April 27th, she will be here with Carl. And don't forget, we're talking about the 3rd Annual Learn, Care, Share, a Caregiver Symposium, Thursday, May 2nd, 9 a.m. to 12:30. Registration at 8:30 a.m. It's going to be happening South Point. That's Energy Drive, Suite 100 down there in Canonsburg. You can be a part of this. You're going to absolutely love it. So let's get back and wrap up this hour. Go ahead.
Man, Dana and Kelly, you've been great. I just want to give you guys the opportunity to tell people first how they can learn a little bit more about your organization, where they can go, where you're located. Maybe, Kelly, if you would take that and just run with it.
Absolutely. We are located in the heart of Canonsburg. Our building actually was the old Canonsburg Hospital. You can see us directly from the highway. We are located at 300 Bar Street. Our website is up and running, so if anyone needs extra information, they can call us directly at 724-746-5040 or go to the website. My email is on there in many locations. You can call me, text me, email me, or call the office and come in and visit with us. Everything is updated on there, so there's a little blurb about each one of our admin employees. Our administrator is fantastic, Kevin. He has been there for multiple years as the director of nursing and now our administrator for the last, I believe, about 5 years. So please reach out and give us a call for any of your needs.
Wonderful. Hey, Kelly, we'll stay with you just for a second. I want to give you an opportunity to talk about why you came into this work to start. I mean, I always find it so important, you know, why we do what we do. Maybe you could talk about your path to what you're doing right now.
Absolutely. So I've always been a salesperson. I worked for Coca-Cola for many years, and then I worked for a plastics company for many years. When I had my second daughter, my father became very sick and was in hospice care. We had an absolutely amazing experience with hospice, which I will never forget. And that prompted me to want to do something where I was giving back to the community. I had made a friend with someone who actually worked in hospice, and she said to me one day, she was like, "You would really be amazing at coming to work with us. You know, you need to think about it." So I did think really long and hard about it, and I decided that it was something that completely gave me fulfillment. So I worked for hospice for many, many years, and then I went to be a marketer in another community, which I loved. And then I ended up and landed at Townview, which is where I live, and it's in my hometown. And I just feel like it's so important to just wanted to really teach my two daughters to do something good with their life and give back. And remarkably, my oldest daughter is now a nurse in the neuro ICU at Allegheny General. So it's come full circle for me.
That's amazing. Dana, same question to you.
I got into the therapy world when I was in sixth grade. We had someone come in, and he was a physical therapist, and I fell in love with it at that moment. And over the years, I've just found that the geriatric population is where my heart belongs. I love working with everybody at Townview, and I've enjoyed all of my years, but I really feel that long-term care is where I should be. The hospital setting was not for me, so I am just blessed to be a part of such a great community at Townview.
Well, thank you both for joining us today. I really appreciate you guys. Townview, thanks for joining us. And Dana and Kelly, thanks for an awesome, awesome presentation today.
All right, so they did a great job, and you and I just have a little bit left before we say goodbye. But I think everybody needs to understand. I know you love that person. You want to do everything you can for them, even if me putting everything that you have to handle second. But the last thing you want is to end up ill yourself. So there is help. There are people that are willing to help. And this is an opportunity to get out, take a deep breath, relax a little bit, and get some information that can help you in the long haul. So tell everybody about what we're doing on May 2nd.
Yeah, I always say it takes a village, right? So we've got the third annual Learn Care Share, a caregiver symposium. It's Thursday, May 2nd, 9 o'clock to 12:30 p.m. Registration's going to start at 8:30 a.m. It's at the Loft Conference Center in South Point. This is going to be a wonderful opportunity to meet these wonderful vendors that we have there and really talk to them about your needs. And you can find out more information at our website. That's ZachBrownLaw.com. I'm telling you right now, it is going to be an awesome experience. And every year that we do this, I walk away seeing people relieved because they get the information that they're looking for.
And they know there's help.
And that's what it's about. It's about helping people.
All right, let me tell you again, ZachBrownLaw.com. Here is where they are located. If you need any help with power of attorney, wills, estate planning, trust, elder law, they can help you. Estate planning, you name it, they can do it. Nobody does it better. McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and the brand new location, Bonita Springs, 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200. You did an incredible job today.
Thanks, Rob. I might be vying for your position.
Listen,
here.
My man, you can have it. I would listen to you if I wasn't here. That's how good you are.
I love being here with you, Rob.
All right, good stuff. 724-942-6200. That will do it for today. Short turnaround. Back at it bright and early tomorrow morning after CBS Radio News at 5. After Mr. Ballerato checks the news, it's time for the annual Pitt Blue Gold Spring Game here today on KDKA. Good afternoon, everyone.